Well, hi again. Thank you for coming back and listening to part two of this epic, epic CB CX question and answer session.
We think we're more than halfway through.
Yeah, we think we are, so please stick with us. So our next question is from Thanks GWA, which is such a great name. Who first of all says, oh Jesus God, I can't wait for this. We'll wait no longer. And his question is on the screen in front of CB.
He says, an anonymous question for you to chat about. Oh, an anonymous question. Talk about monogamy and jealousy with respect to GWA. Specifically, your thoughts on married or involved people posting and playing on GWA.
We'll keep it anonymous because we're not going to talk about anyone specifically, right, are we? It's really hard, isn't it? Because you don't know, and you can't know, really, if you're listening to someone who's married or single, unless they...
Unless they post with their partner.
If they post with... Yeah, you post with their partner, and but then... and you, obviously you know that they are together, but you still don't know everything about them if they play with other people, for example.
Right. There are people who have open relationships. Yeah. So that's okay.
And it's kind of all part of the fantasy, isn't it? Is what you have to you believe, and get lost in the fantasy of what you believe in about that person that you're listening to.
And you don't know what someone's situation is, even if they are married, and what their motivation is to be doing this. Maybe it's an outlet that they need because they're not getting what they need at home. And maybe it helps improve what they have happening at home.
Yeah. I know someone that that's happened for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it makes a difference. If it's made a difference, it's not something... If it's made a difference in their actual personal life, it's not something you can...
Right.
It's not something to be sniffed at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know at least two people who have gotten separated and divorced. And if that's the right thing for them, then that's good.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you. Thanks, GWA. And our next question is from Disposable Guy, who has a very cultural question for us. He says, which literary figure do you want to explore all your fantasies with?
So first of all, CX read this question out for me and I instantly knew who I was going to pick. And then very next thing that she reads to me.
Yeah, he carries on and says, and I mean all of your fantasies, don't give me you making kissy faces at Mr. Darcy.
Who was my literary figure.
I think you're allowed to have Mr. Darcy, yes, as long as you think he can fulfil... all of your fantasies. And he does give us some examples. Ty Holden Caulfield up and edging him so many times he admits he's a phony. He wants to know if we have an urge to sit on Anticus Finch's knee and call him daddy. And how we don't want to call him Ishmael, but sir. And he actually answers his own question for us. He has always wanted to teach Bathsheba Everdeen that she can have the rough with the smooth. So it's still Mr. Darcy, even though there seems to be some kind of caution from Disposable Guy about actually selecting Mr. Darcy.
But my alternate was Heathcliff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his passion. And I'd like to have some of that directed at me.
Yes. Yes. I think mine is Mellor's The Gamekeeper. And I know this, I think this is the Proust questionnaire, and I've got a feeling I said the same thing. So in Lady Chatterley's Lover, Mellor's is this kind of wild character who's he's driven by his passions, and I was going to say he doesn't care what other people think. I think he does, but he does it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I mean, I'm sure we've all read the book, but it is a sexy book, although there's a lot of other stuff going on it too, about class and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I think he would be mine. Thank you, disposable guy.
I think I need to pick up a book.
Okay, so next, Bad Rondo.
Some related topics of interest. Overhearing someone else, being overheard by someone else, masturbating in the same room as someone else, and mutual masturbation. Please discuss all and sundry, including non-erotic/funny/awkward experiences, if necessary, and erotic is welcome. I've been overheard by my brother-in-law.
Ooh. Brother-in-law as in?
My husband's brother.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ex-husband. And that may be my most embarrassing thing, because we didn't know that he was there. And so we're being loud and making all sorts of noises, and the door is open, and there's nakedness walking around. And as soon as we finish, we hear a door slam, and then footsteps, and then the front door slams. Like, what is that? He was in the room next door the entire time. Oh, my God.
Did he...
Never said a word.
He didn't say anything about it.
Never said
that's
a word.
Probably the best way to deal with it.
Mm.
But did you find you could look him in the eye?
Not for a long
time. No, I bet. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been overheard. Or if I have, I didn't know about it. Overhearing someone else is sexy, I think. I mean, not all the time and in the right situation, but if hearing other people having sex, I find quite... Well, I mean, we're here on GWA, we do that all the time, but it's quite the thing, I think. What are the other suggestions? Masturbating in the same room as someone else. I've never done that.
No, except in a mutual masturbation situation.
Yeah, I've done that, and that's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or someone watching me. I recently had someone helping me masturbate, which was kind of fun.
Yes, I've had that. Yeah, like encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you, Bad Rondo. Now, Rondo's a musical form. I wonder if that's what your username refers to. Anyway. I guess this is a scientific or a username from chemistry. PBAU.
Mm-hmm. I call him peanut butter.
So PB's lead, isn't it? What's AU?
Gold.
Gold. Very nice. Do you know PB is where the word plumber comes from?
Oh.
Because of working with lead piping,
mm-hmm.
apparently. Anyway, sorry, this is supposed to be erotic. We're not talking here. No, he's talking about plumbing. He comments how wonderful it is for GWA friends to meet, and we agree. He also wanted to hear about how we became friends and our experience of meeting in person. And he wants to know about our dreams and wishes, any that we hope would come true in the coming year and maybe even in 5 years' time.
Sexually?
Anything.
Well, it's hard for me to say that, because just a few minutes ago, I said that what I fantasize about is very different than what I need in real life. Mm. So my answers would be my fantasy answers.
Yes.
When I really have no idea if my real life would go in that direction.
Yeah.
I'd have to say I would like to try pegging someone.
Mm.
I'd like like to try pegging. And, but again, if it doesn't happen, I'm totally fine with that.
Mm. I'm not very good with ambitions or knowing what I want to do or when I grow up I want to be a train driver type things. Maybe I should be a little bit more thoughtful and decisive about that kind of thing, but I'm much more a let's see what happens type of person. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens and let's see what turns up and deal with it. Maybe my ambition would be to be slightly less like that and a bit more proactive about things. Mm-hmm. How about that? So that's nice. Kind of like a meta version. It's answering the question by saying my ambition is, my dream or hope is to be a bit more of a ambitious and dreamy, hopey person.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, in a non-sexual way, I'd love to have a new job.
Okay. That's a nice practical one, isn't it?
I would like to run a bicycle shop in Cambridge.
Yes. Yeah. A bicycle repair shop. You would never go out of business.
If you've never been to Cambridge, there are about a million bicycles.
And maybe one that sells lights so that more of them have lights on them in the evenings. And a bicycle basket repair shop. Because we like the baskets on the front of a lot of them. Well, thank you, PBAU, for making us think on that one.
Weakness for Nylon says, if you could commission a script for any topic, what would it be? Both to record yourself and or to hear the other record. Well, I don't do scripts. I wish I could. I really do. I wish I was talented enough. But when I do hear people record them and they're so good at it, I just feel like, oh, there's no way. It'd be too embarrassing for me. But that said, if I could, I would like to maybe do some really sexy femdom thing.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure I have an answer for this. Because I tend to see a script and think, I wish I'd thought of that idea. Mm-hmm. And then if it's something I really like, I'll do it, or at least I'll save it with the plan of doing it. Mm. So I haven't got kind of a burning ambition for any of them, I don't think. And to hear each other record? Probably not.
I don't think, like we said earlier, we don't know enough about
each
other's recordings to choose.
No.
I'm sorry, I had to go over to the window. It's too hot in here.
It's very warm, isn't it? Even though it's November. So yeah, we're not entirely, not really answering your question very well, Weakness for Nylon, but I think that's possibly the best we can do with that one. And then Oral 2 has four questions for us. He gives us a choice. Would we want adequately satisfying but not earth-shattering orgasms whenever we want them via masturbation? Is this a choice of three? No, it isn't. It's satisfying ones whenever we want them through masturbation, but unsatisfactory ones occasionally with a real life partner. Or mind-blowing, off-the-charts, amazing sex with a life partner, but only once a year. Ooh, that's a hard one.
Well,
I'd go for the first option. Adequate.
I don't think I don't know that I've ever had an unsatisfactory orgasm, honestly.
That's a point. Yeah, yes, that's true. Yeah, what's unsatisfactory or adequate? But could you manage to only have one mind-blowing amazing sex once a year?
I think I would go crazy.
Yeah, we're both going for the first option there then.
So his next one is, which do you get off to the most? New erotic recordings you've never heard before that are adequately arousing, or recordings you have heard 1,000 times but contain your specific and very unique kink combinations and allure?
Oh, that's a nice one.
There are some that I go back to.
Yes.
There really are.
Yeah, I've got several people's soundgasm page saved, so I don't have to search too far.
Right. I would have... Oh, I don't really get off to new recordings anymore. I don't listen alone. I don't listen alone in bed so much. Mm-hmm. I usually listen these days when I'm driving or doing something else. I find it really fun to do house cleaning when I'm listening.
Oh, I'd never get anything done if I had something playing like that when I was supposed to be cleaning.
Well, I listen at work too.
That's true, yeah, and in your car, yeah.
Yeah, so I have to say going back and listening to something I've heard before.
But I agree, but there is a great excitement in listening to something new and finding that you really, really like it. You either like the voice of the person or the content. That's a really nice thing to discover, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question from Oral 2.
I wonder what his answer to that is.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Could I'd like to know the answer. A lot of people who've posed questions, I'd like to know what their answers are. If anyone would like to volunteer their answers, we'd be thrilled read or hear them.
And I would love to know who some of these people are.
Yeah, yes. Obviously, there's lots of you that we do know, and then there's other people where we think, oh, I wonder if we do know you.
Right.
And you're in disguise. But either way, we're very happy to answer your questions. His third question is, which do you find more arousing to watch or listen to while you're getting yourself off? Someone having sex with someone else, which I've already said I like hearing, or someone masturbating and describing how they'd have sex with you?
Okay, so watch. If the question was only listening, mm-hmm. I would have to say whichever has the better sound quality. Because, like we were talking about earlier, I like to listen to the couples
mm-hmm.
posts, sometimes, the real sex ones.
Yes.
But you can't always hear both people well.
And quite often I find you can hear the woman better, and I'd be happier hearing more of the man, for it to be equal.
Right, right, right.
Between the two of them. I'm sure that's something to do with tone of voice and how microphones mm-hmm. pick them up.
Right,
But given the choice, would I rather watch or listen to someone having sex with someone else, or someone masturbating and describing how they'd have sex with me? Oh, the second one.
I think so too.
That's kind of when I was asked to describe what one of my favourite types of audio. That's a description of that, really, isn't it? So that's that. Yes, and Oral 2's final question says, now that we've met each other in person, what would you say are some of the most important sexual attributes that you would choose for the other person if you were in charge of ordering the perfect lover for them? Now, we have met each other in person, but we only met yesterday lunchtime.
Is that it?
Yes. Now, it does seem longer, doesn't it?
It does.
It's Friday evening and we met on Thursday lunchtime, so we have spent a large amount of time together. But I'm not entirely sure that we know each other well enough to be able to answer that. We would both be interested in finding the perfect lover.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's here in this thread somewhere. You never know. But yeah, I think we need to spend more time together before we might be able to answer that question.
Okay. We'll answer that after our second visit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
When you come to see me.
Yay! Now, I have a question from Harpanicus. Harpanicus. And he says, What's something that you wish men would do in the bedroom that they never seem to think of or do?
I wish they would clean up the mess they made.
That's a very practical
answer. That is something I love to see. Mm. Love, love, love to see.
Yeah, because it's practical and sexy, mm-hmm. Both at the same time. Yeah.
And then I'd be perfectly happy if he kissed me after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was that dirty laugh.
It was. Dora, we've had plenty of dirty laughs. I'm glad other people have had to had time to think about it as well. I couldn't think of something that men never seem to do, although now you've mentioned that one, I do like that idea. There's something that I am not keen on, which I think lots of men think that all women are keen on, which is fingering. Not playing, but kind of thrusting of the fingers.
Right, oh.
And I'm not a big fan of that. And I know lots of women are, but your fingers do not feel like your cock, gentlemen. No. Even though it's hard, it's not hard like fingers are. So it's kind of, it's okay, but it's not one of my favourite things. And I think a lot of men think, hey, that's the next thing I'm going to do.
I quite like it. But then again, I sort of have a bucket list thing I would like to be stretched. And maybe try fisting.
Oh, right.
But it has to be done in a gentle way, not just ramming them
jab,
in
jab, jab. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, just for a change, we're a little bit different on that answer, which makes a change.
But
yeah.
I can tell you that I do not like to put my own fingers inside me. I think it feels too wet and squishy. And probably what you guys like about it.
Say for anyone else, wet and squishy is a result. It's what they want to feel.
I'm not happy with that. So any of those wet sounds that you hear me making, 99% chance it's using a toy.
How interesting. Yeah. Okay, who's next? Shop Dog. Who's sorry that he wasn't invited along.
Oh.
It's a sorry shop dog. But once CB goes home, she'll be nearer you than she is at the moment, yes. I expect. So what's his question?
He says, most interesting, unusual, and creepy PMs or comments you've received. Not mine, right? I think the most interesting ones that I get are the ones that make me laugh. It's funny, too, because sometimes someone will comment or PM and that's it. We'll never hear from them again. And other times, like, they become a really good friend. I can't really think of any specific ones other than what we talked about earlier, just getting those generic, hey, you want me to jerk off for you or dick pics. But yes. I don't mind getting dick pics. I kind of like it.
Yeah. And so do I. I've had, it's not unusual, but I've had people say, would you rate me if I send you a picture? And I always say yes. And then sometimes they don't send me a picture, which is quite disappointing. But yeah, I don't have, yeah, I don't really sort of get unusual ones, and I don't get, I do hear and see a lot of women say, I'm bombarded by creepy messages. And I've got to say, it's not everyone that gets a lot of creepy messages. Right. I don't.
That's true. I don't
know. I think it's all down to your level of comfort. But yeah, I agree with CB and that I've met a lot of interesting people.
Yes.
And it's all started from them saying, you have a sexy voice, or me saying, I like your sexy picture or your sexy voice. And it's gone on from there. And then the interesting thing comes when you actually get to know someone.
Right.
Aspects of their personality and so on.
The only time that I get what I would call as creepy is not usually the initial comment or PM. It's after you may, you know, may write back and say hi or thank you or whatever, and then they start pressing for more, something individual just for them, especially after I post pictures, then they want more and they think that I should just strip naked and take pictures for them. And I think, you know, you've written to me once. Why would I? I've never posted anything like that. Why would I do that for you? Who, why are you special? And sometimes they're not very nice about it either.
Yeah, it's not nice to be, to receive kind of demanding messages. Exactly. Is it? I've had people ask me and say, could you record this just for me? And I very occasionally do. But I find recording is a lot of effort, and I normally like to record things that more than one person is going to hear. Which is not to say I never do it, because I do sometimes, but it's and especially if it's a request from someone who doesn't record anything themselves.
Right.
I kind of think it's quite a lot of effort for me, and they're probably not aware of that. But yeah, overall, the interesting messages outnumber the unusual or creepy ones, for both of us, I think.
They really do.
Yeah.
So Throwaway for Wild asks, for the strangest story that someone has requested, I asked for clarification, and he said that they've asked you to read.
I can't remember being asked to read anything strange. I occasionally get requests from people who say, who ask me to make a recording about something, and if it's not something I'm interested in, I'll just reply and say, that's not my thing, why don't you put a request on GWA? And I'm sure there'll be someone around who would be interested in doing it. But because the interaction is probably over after that, it doesn't stay strong in the memory, not strong enough for me to be able to pick anything out in particular, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think I've been asked to do anything strange either. I have been asked to read a few things. I've had someone ask me, say that they would pay me to read something. But I don't know that I would ever do that, because I feel like that I do this kind of for fun. And that would be too much of an obligation. And I don't know that I would want to make it work.
No.
It would feel like work, and yes. I wouldn't want to do work.
Obligation's a good word, actually. Yeah. I have that feeling, and in my inbox, CB asked me earlier why I've got 34 unread messages, and it's because there are things in there that are months old where I've said to someone, I really like your idea, and I will do it. But meaning that it doesn't mean to say that I'm going to do it right now. So that's what quite a few of the things are in my inbox, is where I've, you know, someone's requested something and I've really liked the idea of doing it, but it's still sitting there and not done at the moment. So I think that's how that tends to work. So our next question is from Bearded Sir. We're thrilled to get a question from you. And well, first of all, he asked us our biggest turn on. And then he's relented a bit and let us maybe pick five, or what our current favourite might be.
Okay, so once again, the difference between fantasy and reality. My top five, and maybe not five, let's see what I come up with. I'd have to go with some stuff like pegging.
I'd like to count the number of times we've had mentions of pegging. Well, mentions by you. I don't think I've said it yet. In this recording.
Spanking. But then, yeah, spanking is one of my real life ones too. I quite enjoyed my last spanking. we played the spanking game. Didn't record it, but not CX and I.
Oh, don't let them believe. Let them believe.
Okay, so we played the spanking game, but didn't record it. That was really quite fun. There was a lot of squealing and giggling going on. I think I wasn't supposed to giggle as much as I did.
See, I think I would be giggling. I wouldn't be yes sir, thank you sir for everyone. It would be like yelp, wow, you know, giggle, giggle, squeak.
I would like to. Oh, I don't think this really answers the question. Biggest turn on. Okay.
You were busy thinking about spanking then and lost your train of thought entirely.
Yeah, I got thinking about what I would like to try, which is different. Okay, biggest turn on is listening to a man masturbate and come. That's my biggest turn on in general. Mm-hmm. And whimpering and begging is up there. Mm-hmm. Listening to a man whip himself with a belt is so unbelievably hot to me.
Ooh.
I'm almost embarrassed. There have been a few of those posts, and they are amazing.
Ooh.
They are really amazing to me.
I don't think I've ever seen. Seen? It's either videos, or are they audios?
Audios.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a touch
screen. I don't have a touch screen. Yeah, and that doesn't work.
Oh.
You'll have to show me later.
It's on this page.
Yeah. Oh, right. Page. Okay. I'm listening to you listing all these things, and I'm having a really hard time coming up with specifics. It's going to be a real fail if I can't come up with anything for this.
Well, just think, what turns you on?
Yeah. I like, I suppose you'd call it worship. I think earlier on I was talking about kind of appreciation. So being enjoyed. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Being enjoyed by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big turn on. Someone whispering in my ear what they want to do to me.
Oh, yes.
Or sending me a message about what they want to do to me later. and that kind of a build up through the day, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the best.
And it plants the idea mm-hmm. in your head, and it builds up and builds up until you finally meet, and then there are explosions.
Yes.
So I like that. What else? I mean, looking at pictures of hot men is a big turn on, and listening to men with hot voices,
yes,
is another. Otherwise, why would we be here? And then we've got who's next? Miss Glitchy.
We answered part of her questions, but this last part: what are new kinks you found out and things you discovered about yourself?
Ooh. New kinks. I didn't know anything about calling someone daddy. And was a little bit squeamish when I first mm-hmm. came across it. And then I had some encouragement from certain people and a kind of an explanation. And now I love it. And it would be amazing if I was able to experience that kind of thing in real life.
Nice.
So that's definitely something I've discovered. And I guess something I've discovered about myself, well, is that people find my voice sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I feel sexier and more confident as a result of being on GWA than I ever have before, which is a pretty amazing thing. And I have lots of people to thank for that. Anyone who's ever listened to me, whether they said or not, because I, you know how many people have listened or how many times things have been played.
Right.
And I still find it mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I've discovered things about myself that I would have found unbelievable a couple of years ago.
Right. I agree. Mm. I never thought my voice was anything special. And I've had so many people tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the beginning, they find yeah, my voice at the beginning you think, really?
Yeah.
And then after a while you think, oh, okay, maybe there is something in this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to not be able to listen to myself, but now I can. I mean, not even in this kind of aspect, but I sometimes now I just listen to them. I think it's kind of cool. I try not to, I think that it's not me. I think of it as listening to someone else so that I don't have to fight.
You're listening to CB,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
That I don't have to have that, oh, I can't stand my own voice. I just think, well, that's not me. That is actually a good point. That CB is a different sort of a character of me. That we're not entirely the same. CB's maybe a part of me.
Yes.
And the way that she behaves online is not at all the way that I behave in person. And sometimes I hate her for that.
Yes.
And I wish I could be more like her. And then other times I'm not, and I'm glad that I'm not. And
yes.
I know that I don't need that in real life.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's, yeah, what I said about feeling more confident mm-hmm. has come from being this CX character,
mm-hmm.
Which, as you said, is part of me, and I'd like to think that some of that is, you know, bleeding over into me.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you.
Confidence is a good thing.
Yeah. So thank you, GWA, for that. And thank you, Miss Glitchy, for your lovely question. Now, that's the end of the ones that we have posted. And we've got one or two more which were sent to us in messages.
An anonymous user says, describe an outfit that you ruined in a moment of passion. So, there was that one time that I did that thing that everyone sees where you just take a man's shirt and rip the buttons right off. I ruined that outfit. Then I ripped his boxers off.
That sounds delightful.
No, I've actually never ruined any of my own outfits, unfortunately. That sounds like so much fun.
No, I don't think I haven't had anything like ripped off me. And I'm kind of, depending on what it was, I think it might actually annoy me a little bit, depending on how expensive the thing was.
This is true.
But on the other hand, in the heat of the moment, I probably wouldn't care. It would be afterwards. I'd be like, oh. I wouldn't say I've ruined anything, but I've definitely got wetness over things
mm-hmm.
that needed to go in the laundry afterwards.
Yes,
<definitely.
laughs>
and yes. Wetness, yeah, wetness on my clothes and someone else's too. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I can't read my own writing. Here's another anonymous question. Since joining GWA, how has it affected how you get off and or consume your pornography?
Ooh.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Is there a second part, or should we answer that bit first?
It's a different question.
It's a different question, yeah. Okay. Well, I never used to watch porn. I just didn't. I used to read, but then I discovered Reddit and GWA, so I completely changed because now I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
and get off listening to it. And thanks to Reddit, I found a whole world of porn out there, which I could never consume all of. So, and some of which I wouldn't want to. But yeah, it's definitely completely changed everything, basically, for me.
Well, I have always liked porn, but never watched as much gay porn as I do now. I probably never watched any gay porn until I discovered Reddit. I always liked porn more than the men that I was with, which was, I always found to be very unusual. They didn't like it. But it's gay porn that I like now when I'm watching, but I do still prefer to listen. I think because when I am masturbating, I like to close my eyes, and you can't really do that when you're watching porn, right?
And when you're listening, it depends what kind of audio you're listening to, but like the ones I was describing that I liked, where you're there with with them, when it's a video, it patently isn't you,
right?
And so I find you can't immerse yourself in it to the same degree as you can with audio. So
the porn that I watch has also gotten a little more extreme. It used to be, you know, just a couple or whatever, blowjob, this and that, oral, some other stuff going on. But now I've watched some more extreme stuff. And it's not always, I'm not always watching it because I think it's erotic to me, but sometimes it's just, I can't even believe what I'm seeing. So, but
you're open mouth thinking, what earth's going to happen next?
How does that fit in there? So that's how my porn has changed. The other part of the question, has posting and listening to GWA changed how you regularly listen to other people's voices? Have you ever found yourself attracted to someone's voice who you met or heard offline?
Well, it's funny, we were talking about this in the car, weren't we? Today, before we'd seen this question, and I was saying that I took more notice of people's voices now.
I definitely do too.
Yeah. And sort of think, that's my phone again this time. Yes. Sorry, everyone, if you can hear the buzzing in the background. It really is a phone buzzing, I promise. But yeah, I definitely take more notice of people's voices. And find them appreciate different qualities of voices, having had the experience with GWA.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
There are. Yeah, I'm thinking about some coworkers that I have whose voices that I really like. Some of that has to do with accents too, though.
Well, you were saying how much you enjoyed eating your breakfast today while there was a Scottish man on the table near you.
There was breakfast at my hotel, and I couldn't see him because he was sort of sitting behind a wall, but he was on his phone on a work call, and I didn't understand the business that he was discussing, but he had a very lovely Scottish accent. That's true.
Yes.
It was so nice.
And even if they're not talking about something sexy, you can kind of listen and appreciate and think, they sound nice. Mm. And then if you're lucky and you turn around, you think, oh, they look nice too. It's even better.
That's handsome.
But yeah.
Kind of way.
I've fallen in love with lots of voices on here. It doesn't matter to me what people look like. And I hope that it doesn't matter to anyone who listens to me what I look like. I can kind of look like exactly who you'd like me to look like, which is kind of a nice leveler for everyone, isn't it?
Yes.
Levels the playing field.
Yep. I know that people know what parts of me look like.
Some people have seen your cleavage, I believe.
And I don't know if that makes any difference or not.
Some people have seen mine, but mine's not out there. As it were, for everyone to see. But
it's lovely for those of you who haven't seen it. Okay. Would you rather watch someone record a GWA post or listen to a professional porno?
Ooh. Sometimes for me, the sound in professional porn is so annoying and off-putting.
Oh, I know. It's
So I'm.
so picky about my professional porn.
Especially, I mean, I know you like watching men, like two guys, but even then, there's sometimes I when the I don't watch that as much, but with the couples, sometimes, most of the time, the women make such annoying noises.
Yes.
So yeah, given the choice, I think I'd rather watch someone record for GWA, even if that meant I couldn't hear them, which I think is the gist of the question, isn't
Right.
it? It's taking away one aspect. I'd choose that option, watching someone record for GWA. I'd visual, yeah, film porn without the sound would be okay, but not the other way around.
Right,
Not
right.
film porn with just the sound.
I have to
Shudder.
agree. Yeah, I know. I'd have to agree. Why is professional porn so annoying?
It is though, isn't it? It is.
Everyone complains about it, so why don't they change it? Maybe that's what I can do to change my life.
Yes. Yeah, that's
Start
what
producing really good professional
yeah,
porn.
that's what our ambition for the next one and or 5 years could be. Start our own company and some kind of like transatlantic porn production company called CXB.
If anyone needs a job,
Yeah. We can we might be able to employ you. There's a very, very thorough screening process.
yes, you must attach pictures to your resume.
Yeah, we definitely need to see the pictures. But we also want to hear you too.
Yes.
So have we come to the end of our
I think we
epic
have.
questions?
Yes, that was all of the
Yes,
other
that was the
ones.
lot, wasn't it? Yeah. So this would be like an Oscar acceptance speech, won't it? We're thanking everyone. But I mean, we've had a lovely time meeting, and obviously we met through GWA. So thank you, GWA, as a whole, for
Yes.
bringing us together.
So go out there and make some friends. You never
Yeah.
know. A year ago, I never knew. I didn't think that I would be in England
No.
on holiday.
No, exactly. So it can happen. And obviously we've had a lovely time, and we'd like to thank you for your fantastic questions, lots of which were quite thought-provoking. And thank you for sticking with us. If you wanted to have divided this up into easy listen chunks, I don't blame you. But thank you for sticking with us to the end. Because it's been quite an epic.
Yes, it has. It's been so much fun. Thanks, everybody. And, oh, 50 more minutes.
I Goodness, yeah. Who knew
Oh,
we could talk for that long? Actually, we do know we can talk for that
yes,
long.
we can.
But we've discovered the only time we stop talking is when we're eating.
Yes.
We were very hungry by lunchtime today, and we just realised that we'd been talking to each other all the time, and then as soon as our food arrived, the silence descended. So we're gonna have silence descend now because we're at the end of our recording. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening,
Bye.
and we'll catch you soon. Bye.